USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.